Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
John Day, a very, very good morning to you. I don't even know where one goes with that. We're talking about motivational quotes that really don't motivate. It's just become a thing, right?
Yeah, I'm not motivated by much of the Kardashian
world,
Howard, I've got to tell you. I've got to be honest.
I do hear you. Okay, I need to talk about this story because I find it interesting and troubling as well. Parents around the world are increasingly asking difficult questions about tech companies building platforms that might or might not be safe for children. Now there are a growing number of lawsuits against social media and gaming platforms accusing major technology companies of knowingly creating addictive systems that may contribute to anxiety, depression, social isolation, sleep deprivation, etc. I find this odd. The debate raises a broader issue about where responsibility lies. And this is my concern in the digital age. Is it with parents, with regulators, or the company themselves? John, I'm fascinated by these lawsuits. They are becoming more common. And there's a particular one that called Roblox. Mukundi, do you know of Roblox? R-O-B-L-O-X.
I've heard of it, reading up on this particular litigation. R-O-B-L-O-X. It's a platform incredibly popular for children with the various games that are accessible. And what we're seeing in the States, anyway, is a rising number of lawsuits filed by local municipalities, by state governments, school districts, against the platforms like Meta, against all of its associated platforms, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and what you're seeing is a concerted effort to try to place blame on the platforms for what they say is harm caused when the children are using the platforms. Also, the flip side of that is a litigation aimed at trying to hold the platforms accountable for accessibility, for child abuse, for predators accessing children, things like that. So a lot of litigation has been initiated in the States against all these big social media platforms.
How would parents ever prove nexus or cause and effect here? Because they are not without blame either, surely. I'm finding it troubling to see where this goes. Is it even possible that they will win, that these parents will win compensation for their kids or for themselves in a lawsuit of this kind?
Right. Well, that is the question that's at the heart of the litigation, is how do you establish that this was the cause of whatever the harm that you're presupposing? Now, there have been certainly, instances where parents say, well, my child became so depressed that they committed suicide or they took some kind of action that was harmful to themselves or somebody else, and we blame the access that they had to social media. Now, the companies respond by saying, look, we do have a lot of safeguards in place, but and the question you just raised, what is the responsibility of parents who are, if you're aware that a child is on a screen 20 hours a day, what is the parent's responsibility? And this sort of is at the heart of the whole battle. What is the liability of the companies versus do the parents have a role in shutting that down?
And is there ever a way to determine exactly where that lies? Because that's such a blurred line, and it can be different in each case, surely.
Right. So what's happening is you're having these battles of experts in the courtrooms here in the States, the experts saying, yes, the access that the child had to these gaming platforms, for example, playing games, caused. Now, I think every parent who has had to deal with that understands that that's a concern, that there are detrimental effects of sitting at a screen. But again, it gets back to the responsibility issue you raised. Who is letting the child sit in front of the screen? Who's buying the the device for the child, and what is the role of the parent in overseeing how much access the child gets. You know, the Australians took it to an extreme by banning access to things like TikTok and so on for kids under 16. And you talk to a lot of parents who say, well, that's a great idea. But again, there is a bigger issue, which is who is ultimately responsible for what the kids are doing.
You know, if you take this example and you move it over to chocolates and other types of things in other areas, you could make exactly the same argument. You know, sugar's addictive. The companies know sugar's addictive. They design their products to make you want to eat more of them. So surely it must be their fault and not everybody else's fault. It bothers me that it creates a nation of victims rather than people saying than people who need to take responsibility. Nobody thinks that sugar's not addictive. Nobody thinks that social media is not addictive. We know today that it is. So surely with that knowledge comes some form of responsibility.
Yeah, and I think people would have to be naive to think that the platforms, the game, you know, the game systems, that they're not targeting the youngest customers. I mean, of course they're going to want to increase their base. Of course they're going to want to make things that are appealing and make them money. But the point you raise is just the exact one that's at the heart of all the litigation, which is, okay, so this product, whether it's sugar or a particularly addicting game that the child is playing, they have access to it, but who's providing the access to it? Who's providing the oversight? And so, as you said, are you creating a world of victims who just passively sit back and let the kids engage in what they want to and then say, look at the harm that was caused. We couldn't do anything about it. So lots of lawsuits being filed here in the States, lots of litigation taking place. It's going to be fascinating to see how some of them have turned out pretty badly for the platforms, by the way. Here in my home state of New Mexico, Meta lost a big $300 plus million claim against it when the state attorney general, the chief law officer for the state, sued them saying, you're causing harm to our kids. And a jury agreed, awarded them $375 million, which is a drop in the bucket. Mm. But it did open the doors a bit to that kind of litigation.
So where do you think this is going to go?
I think you're going to see, well, you're asking a lawyer, is there going to be more litigation? And my answer is going to be, yes, I think that's how people are going to try to address the problems, unless there's some sort of, as in Australia, when there's a governmental intervention and a pretty, you know, I think everybody would agree that's an extreme solution, but that has plenty of support among parents who are, you know, witness to what the harm has caused. But I think you're going to see, at least in the United States, you're going to see lawsuits filed continuously. And is there going to be any sort of governmental action taken absent that? I don't think so.
Very, very interesting to see where this goes. I'd love your thoughts. 061-895-1019. Where does the responsibility lie? John Day, thank you. As always, we're wishing you a good evening.